All right, y'all. What's up, y'all? This is Operation Kickback, baby. Out here on a sunny day. That's what I'm talking about. Man, it's beautiful out there. Boy, this one you love to be in California. This is, you know what I'm saying? This is what they be talking about. Anybody on the outside looking in? Yeah, we chilling. West Coast, baby. Shout out to Long Beach, Compton, Watts, Linwood, Lakewood, Southgate, South Central, you know what I'm saying, the IE, OC, you know what I'm saying, Victorville, in the Low Desert, Lancaster, much love. What's up, everybody? Yeah, it's a sunny day out here on the West Coast, and y'all listen to Operation Kickback. Yeah, we chilling today, man. You know, it's got some things going on. shout out to CVC and Gateway and Anchor Place and the Cove. The Cove is about to come. Is it open yet? It's not open yet, but it's getting there, y'all. Yeah, they about to open up the Cove. We're going to have some new residents and everything. And shout out to the Plaza. What's up, y'all? Hopefully some of the fellas and the ladies is listening to it over there, you know. If not, y'all will be soon. I'm going to put out some flyers and stuff for y'all and let y'all, you know what's going on over here. And I can have some of y'all as guests sometimes, you know. I sure be missing y'all, you know. It's cool, but, you know, I'm always there in heart, and y'all always there in my heart, man. Much love. We not just neighbors. We family, you know, and always going to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kevin Richards over here at City Heart, keeping the lawn and the grass and the plants and everything up. Yeah, he always out there doing that, and his friend.
Bill.
Don. And his homeboy, Don. Yeah. Much love. Yeah. So that's cool. I'm giving a shout out to them. They're probably over here chilling now. I want to give a shout out to the nurse interns that be over here at City Heart that had the wellness presentation and everything over at the Social Hall. You want to say good job and keep up the good work. And I'm sure all the ideas and everything that was, you know, said today or whatever, reach to somebody and be able to resolve some situations that's going on, you know, to make everything better. So it's going to be all right. It's cool. Y'all just keep doing what y'all doing. Just want to say a good job, y'all. Straight up. That's okay. So, what we're going to do right now, we're just going to go to the first song, Lupe Fiasco, Kick Push.
Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it. Branded, since the first kickflip he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit. Cocoon, 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 his neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. and the way he roll. Just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push and coast.
My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swagger in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these Ariels and Varials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear, I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about, some odd in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
Yeah, swanky.
Yeah, yeah, before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more off his building.
All right, y'all, that was Lupe Fiasco. Kick, push, you know, for all the skateboarders out there. Much love. Yeah, we don't be forgetting about y'all, man, you know. We know y'all out there, too. You know what I'm saying? I used to ride the skateboard when I was younger, but I never got that deep far as doing what y'all do now, the X Games and all that. I never got that deep, but I do like to watch it, and I like to see people skate. And, you know, I know a few folks who out there who do it pretty good and do it pretty well, got sponsors and everything. It's a new sport, you know. It's in the Olympics now, so I mean, you know, you can do something with it. That's another field you can get into now. You can't deny it. So if y'all out there and y'all practicing and y'all get good, you know, keep on aiming to the top. You know, you could get there. You know, it's a lot of other folks. And then it's like the youngsters is really doing it. You know, I know some that's like 13, 14 years old that's out there and they getting it, you know. So it could happen. So that was dedicated to the skateboarders, y'all. Much love. We want to talk about some of the, you know, it's a lot of protesting going on and everything, you know. I have a feeling about that, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, cool, because it's like, I've seen people protest before. And they got sprayed with water hoses and got beat up, everything. They couldn't put no tents up or nothing like that. You know, it wasn't like that. Now, I know through the years the laws has changed or whatever, but I mean, if it has, that's cool. I'm sure we making adjustments to where they doing what they doing now. But I don't know. Something ain't right about that to me. You know, it just ain't right about to me. I mean, you know, I went overseas to fight for wars and freedoms and all this stuff like that, but if it's a war or something going on, I mean, it's war in Africa every day. It's war in Haiti every day. It's war in, you know, different parts of the world, but ain't nobody saying nothing about that. I don't know. you know, To each his own. I just want to pray for both sides, and you know what I'm saying, pray that y'all could come to some resolution or whatever. So kids who went to school for 4 years and years after that to get the education and get graduate, they should be able to graduate and walk a stage. You know, y'all shouldn't be out there stopping them from doing that. Because if it was that deep, y'all could catch a plane and go back over there and help them out or something. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, that's just one side of it. I mean, you know, I mean, hopefully we could agree to disagree right now. And it's not nothing that's getting in people, you know, ears and making them feel it a certain way or whatever. I just, you know, somebody had to explain it to me so I can understand, because me on the outside looking in and what the media is saying, you know, it's a whole bunch of stuff right now. So, you know, hopefully one day I could talk to somebody who's actually in the midst of that and can be able to explain to me a little bit better. But I'm just going off my understanding on what I see right now. And like I say, I'd rather just, you know, pray for them, you know. Hopefully they come to a resolution, you know. Hostages could come back home and everything like that. And everybody can go back to their regular lives, man, you know. Because being on the edge like that every day, I've been there. And it ain't nothing nice, you know, at all. It ain't nothing nice. You got to be on ready. You got to be ready, you know. And and if you don't, it's life or death, you know. So, you know, like I say, I just want to pray for both sides, you know, and hopefully y'all can come to a resolution to something. Because I don't know the whole scoop. Because it's got to be something for y'all to be doing what y'all doing. You know what I mean? I understand that too, you know. So we can do it, y'all. We done been through rougher things than this through life. So we can get through this too, okay? We can. It's all good. So the next song I got coming up is from Common. It used to be called Common Sense, but now he's just Common because I guess the sense was too much. So this is a song called I Used to Love Her. And check this out. This is deep.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, and you don't stop. A yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat comes, says the beat, a short shot, come on.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school, and I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me on the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, those stuff was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park. But she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the air for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be, cause we related physically and mentally, and she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, Joe, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapped her down, sister. Boy, I tell ya, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A confidence, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. You act, yo, we gotta be the sure shot.
Now, periodically, I would see old girl at the clubs and at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became Afrocentric. Out goes the weave, in goes the braids, bees, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence. About my people, she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me. In a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach.
She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the West Coast, and I was cool, cause around the same time I went away to school, and I'm a man dub expanded, so why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA, and she did stud, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was of the past, so she got into R&B, hip hop, space, and jazz. Now black music is black music, and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood, cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun, not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. 1, 2, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat calm, gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Yeah, you don't check it.
I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he altered her native. Told her if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials, she's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressin' hippie, and on some dumb shit when she comes to the city, talking about popping glocks, serving rocks, and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster, rolling with gangster bitches, always smoking blunts and getting drunk, telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk, stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her, not just to say I did it, but I'm committed.
Girl,
but so many niggas hit it that she's just not the same, letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas slamming her and taking her to the sewer, but I'ma take her back, hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The mainframe, yo, they gotta be the short shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. 1, 2, comp since it's gonna drop. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. I used to love her, 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 I used to love her. Quit fucking up this shit, y'all.
You ain't got your woman in check.
All right, y'all. That was Common. I used to love her. That's just telling you about the evolution of hip hop, how it changed through the years. And then at the end of the song, all them bars he was talking about hip hop in the first place. Genius, y'all. That was genius back then. It did cause a little tension here on the West, because they thought, you know, he was saying too much about the West, but you know, the truth is the truth. You know, ain't no sense of getting mad about it. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, everybody got through it, and it didn't get too bad. So that's cool. I just think a few people took it a little bit more serious than others. But anybody is just looking at everything. It was just showing how hip hop evolved through the years to where it's at today, you know. So that's a good thing, you know, that's cool. I hope everybody getting ready for the summer. It's that time, y'all. It's about to get hot, you know, short season in the daytime, windbreaker at night. You know, California. You know how we do. Yeah, for real. You know, I just hope everybody out there driving safely right now. You know, that's what y'all need to do. Drive safely. Everybody starting to get out the house again or whatever. So, and watch your surroundings. A lot of things going on. You know, when you're out and about, you don't need to be on your phone all the time and stuff like that, because that's how they catch you slipping now. You could be on the phone, earbuds in your ear, you can't hear nothing. You know, just not looking at your surroundings, you know. we used to say back in the day, how you say, all suckers get licked. You know, that's the truth. You know, you got to be sucker free out here now. It's that time. Sucker free is the new word today. Yeah, sucker free. So be aware of your surroundings. I want to give a shout out to the Capital Metro bus system for the folks who did that sit down for a minute because of their safety. You got a few of them out there that got stabbed, from the bus drivers to the passengers themselves. Man, we got to do better. And then I heard today that they was actually having meetings on putting the police back into the schools too. Personally, I think what they should do, I mean, that's a good idea too, don't get me wrong. But for all them soldiers coming out of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, I think they should do like 2 years, you know, either part-time or full-time protecting the school. Because that's training you don't have to pay for. It's already known, and they know how to do it. Once you tell them about the terrain and then the perimeters and all of the different, you know, just areas of the school, the high spots and all that, you could save you some money. You know, like even if it's just folks from the National Guard and Reserves, you know, just to do it, you know, everybody get assigned to it for a good every 2 weeks or whatever, you know, you come up with something, you know, but that's, you can save some money now. We got backup for our backup. I think people just ain't using it right, or it's folks up in the system that's getting that money themselves and they ain't spreading the money to the people like they supposed to, you know. And if that's the case, you know, you will get caught. God don't like ugly. Y'all getting to get caught every day, you know. So you're going to have to start doing right by the people before it's over with. I don't care if you Democrat or Republican. You're going to have to do right by the people before it's over with, because time tell on everybody. You hear what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to pray for all the folks that's, you know what I'm saying, in them positions, you know, to, you know, find it in their hearts to do right by the people for the change, Lord. And I just pray that you touch their hearts to find favor in the people to do right by them and resolve some of these situations that we're going through. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so let's see. The next song.
What's the next question?
Brenda's got a baby.
What?
Brenda's got a baby.
Say it one more time.
Tupac.
Oh, okay. Got you. Okay. My bad. Yeah, I'm over here. Tway sneaking all the time. Anyway, the next song is going to be Tupac. Brenda's got a baby. You know, everything that started everything.
Brenda got a baby. Brenda's got a baby, but Brenda's barely got a brain. A damn shame, the girl can hardly spell her name.
That's not our problem, that's up to Brenda's family.
Well, let me show you how it affects our whole community. Now, Brenda really never knew her moms, and her dad was a junkie putting death into his arms. It's sad, cause I bet Brenda doesn't even know. Just cause you're in the ghetto doesn't mean you can't grow. But oh, that's a book, my own revelation. Do whatever it takes to resist the temptation. Brenda got herself a boyfriend. Her boyfriend was a cousin, now let's rock the joy. And she tried to hide a pregnancy from a family who really didn't care to see or give a damn if she went out and had a church of kids. As long as when the check came, they got first dibs. Now Brenda's belly's getting bigger, but no one seems to notice any change in her figure. She's 12 years old and she's having a baby, in love with a molester who's sexing her crazy. And yeah, and also thinks that'll be with her forever, and dreams of a world with the two of them are together. Whatever, he left there and she had the baby solo. She had it on the bathroom floor and didn't know, so she didn't know what to throw away and what to keep. She wrapped the baby up and threw him in a trash heap. I guess she thought she'd get away, wouldn't hear the cries. She didn't realize how much the little baby had her eyes. Now the baby's in a trash heap, bawling. Mama can't help her, but it hurts to hear her calling. Brenda wants to run away. Mama say you're making me lose pay, and social work is here every day. Now Brenda's gotta make her own way. Can't go to a family, they won't let her stay. No money, no babysitter, she couldn't keep a job. She tried to sell crack but end up getting robbed. So now what's next? It ain't nothing left to sell. So she sees sex as a way of leaving hell. It's paying the rent, so she really can't complain. Prostitute fam, swing. And Brenda's her name, she's got a baby.
Alright, y'all. Operation Kickback, baby. Yeah, that was Tupac. Brenda's got a baby. To anybody that know, you know, before Death Row and all that, you know, that's what he came out with. That's the beginning of Tupac, you know. That's what started it all. And then, you know, through the years, he evolved with the times too. So, you know how it go. Money and fame and everything else, you know. What do you say? More money, more problems. More money, more problems. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not rich, so I couldn't tell you, but I'm you know, I'm good where I'm at, but if I get more, I'm gonna be happy too, you know. It is what it is, you know. But anyway, like I say, y'all tuning in to Operation Kickback today. I'm gonna have some guests up here soon, you know. I'm just kind of like, you know, We've been doing our thing up here, you know. Hopefully everybody is starting to catch on. But first of all, we got to start kind of promoting it more. And, you know, I could say I've been falling to the wayside of that because I got some other things going on too besides here, because I'm also a talent coordinator up at VIP Records. in Long Beach, Kelvin Anderson, and you know, and the rest of the gang, you know. And but you know, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I do want to get some folks over here. First, you know, the folks I want to get over here is a lot of folks that's doing stuff in the community around this way, around the whole CVC and everything, you know, maybe some representative from U.S. Vets, from the different programs, you know. You can come in here and, you know, elaborate on different things that's going on with the programs and what programs you have to offer for somebody that's interested in coming this way, and maybe want to even become a resident here too, or just want to go through some of the programs that's been offered that can help you enhance your life, you know. So we're going to get into that because it's a lot of programs over here, y'all, and I think everybody should know. And like I say, if you want to tune in, y'all can go to your Play Store on your phones and look up City Heart Love. And you'll see the symbol. You'll see a heart with some wings on it. And it's a red heart. You'll see it, you know. But you can put the app on your phone. And once you put the app on your phone, you can tune in to any broadcast that's going on through the week or whatever suits your needs or your wants or whatever, you know. Either way. So what we about to do now, we about to get into another song. This song is from Truth Hurts, Addictive, featuring Rakim. Check it out.
Kilos and Cinos and high fashion brands. We ball like we own the world. The only concern concern is you my only girl. And when we speaking in tongues, breathing hard when I'm squeezing your lungs, keep it strong. But I gotta hit the streets when I'm done. It's joy and pain when you trying to get ahead of the game. It's fucked up, but you never complain. You just pray I don't get killed when I hit the hood. Just another 100 mil and I'm equipped for good. No more drug wars, trips to jail and shootouts. Getting loot out for lawyers and bail to get you booed out. Just me and you, high off sex and twisted. You OG to you OD, addicted.
All right, y'all. That was, Truth Hurts. Addictive. Yeah, featuring Rakim. Classic, y'all. You know, and DJ Quick made the music. Classic, man. Boy. Every time I hear it, you know, I just bring back them days and everything. You know, some good old times. I'm glad I was there. You know, because the way things going now, man, you know, the wrongs is right and the rights is wrong. And it just ain't the same, y'all. I know, I was studying this morning and I heard a few sermons this morning. You know, I always spend time, you know, with God in the morning before I start my day or whatever. And, something that came to me today, it's a difference between tradition and the truth. You know what I mean? And the truth is always going to override tradition, because tradition is 9 times out of 10, man-made. But, you know, when you read the word, you're supposed to do it in spirit and truth. And, you know, that's the word. You know, that's not flesh. That's the word. That's a spirit and truth. So, but it is a difference. And, I mean, if y'all don't understand what I'm talking about, you might want to do a little reading for yourself to get where I'm at with this, with the whole situation. You got to be at a certain level with it right about now. And then what I mean by that, you know, is you got to start reading more for yourself, because anybody can tell you anything, you know. And they can make it the way they want you to hear it. But when you, you know, take time to read for yourself, you get a better understanding. And that's with anything. And then, you know, everything is at our fingertips now. You can Google everything and all that stuff like that. So it's really no excuse. And excuses are only good for those who make them, you know, so. We don't want to hear that. Y'all just need to take time and check it out for yourself and quit listening to everybody. And how you going to have an opinion? It's like saying the food is nasty, but you never tasted it. Come on, man. That don't make no sense. Ooh, I don't like this, but you ain't never tasted it in your life. That's crazy. You going by what somebody else said. That's deep. Uh-uh. That's what's wrong today. You know, everybody is listening to or getting misguided by the wrong folks. You know, the blind leading the blind, really. You know, check it out for yourself. Just don't go by what people say no more. Because that's the problem right now. He say, she say, you know. And then just because they had a certain status, you supposed to believe them. Sometimes they don't know either. They don't know. They just talking because they got into a position to say something. So you don't want to hear that, you know. Check it out for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Read the word for yourself. And then when there's stuff out there, look it up for yourself. Because like I say, everything is at our fingertips right now. So it can be done. So it ain't no excuse. They got AI, all this other stuff now. You know? So don't even... Read for yourself. Check it out for yourself. You know, before y'all say y'all opinions and stuff like that. They're just like me earlier. You know, I had said a little bit reference about the protests or whatever. But when it come down to it, I had to stop myself because, you know, I don't know everything that's going on. I'm just seeing what I see, you know what I'm saying, with the media and everything. But that's something I'm going to look into more too, so I can elaborate on it a little bit more than what I did, you know. But I have the right to have, you know, personal feelings about it because, you know, I've been in America all my life, and anytime we do something, you know, you got horses and police and fire people and everything, you know. Fire, you know, oh man, everybody, you know, just coming to tear stuff up or hurt us or whatever, you know. So I'm just glad it was peaceful to an extent, but it's the violence part, y'all. We got to do better, you know. We just got to do better, you know, because a protest is a protest, but like I say, I will do my research on it and come up with some better stuff. But I just wanted to, you know, I got a platform to say something. So I did say something about it, you know. I don't think nobody really you know, it's like nobody's saying nothing about it. And I think somebody should. I really do. Where they at? I mean, you know. Ain't nobody saying nothing. They just letting it go. You know, we don't have no voice in America no more. You know, I don't understand it. Unless everybody, and if everybody getting paid off, shoot, give me some too. It's all good, but it's all right, y'all. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. We don't, like I say, we don't been through a lot of things, and we're going to get through this with two, you know. We're going to get through this with two. So, one of my last songs I got coming on is Mariah Carey. So, y'all just take heed to this what's coming on. And thank you for tuning in. And we're going to see you next Tuesday. Hopefully I have somebody in here, but like I say, I will be going to the different buildings over here, different programs over here, putting out flyers reference to the broadcast where everybody can get in on it. And, you know, we can have some good collaborations and everything going on, and cause we're supposed to all work together. So we do got a platform to get some things out, y'all. So we're going to start utilizing it to the best of our abilities. From City Harden Veteran Council, much love, y'all. Operation Kickback. Here go Mariah Carey. Baby.
Without your love, never imagined I'd be sitting here with Bobby Womack on the radio. Sing to me.
If you think you're losing now.
Wait a minute, this is too deep.
Too deep.
I gotta change the station, so I turn the dial, trying to keep.